Morning. On this Tuesday morning, we are joined by Jared Hammack, Becky Welsh, and Jamie Hahn from the Farmers State Bank, and we've got some exciting news today. And first of all, good morning, Jared, Becky, and Jamie. How are we doing?
Morning.
Good morning.
A little chilly out there.
Just a little.
Balmy.
Yeah, there you go. Balmy. Very balmy. Well, we have some exciting news today, and there's a little bit of change that's going to be taking place, and Farmers State Bank is changing their name to Nebraska Bank. So I guess the big question is, why are you changing the bank's name to Nebraska Bank from Farmers State Bank?
So the name change comes about to better fit the bank's expansion and strategic philosophy over the last 10 years. The name change more fully describes the customer base we serve, which is all Nebraskans from all across the state. The bank experienced some challenges with brand confusion due to the number of unaffiliated Nebraska state banks in the area. So in addition, there has been a misconception that the bank is only for farmers. The bank now has 9 locations across the state of Nebraska in more than just agricultural communities, which is why we chose Nebraska Bank to identify our growing and changing customer base.
All right. So I'm sure probably a question you've been asked, is the bank being acquired, and will there be any changes to the personnel or leadership of the bank?
Scott, no, there will not be any changes to the personnel or the leadership of the bank. It'll still be the same people when you walk in through that door that'll be greeting you at the door.
So. All right. So with the new Nebraska Bank, let's maybe talk about the locations. How many locations do you guys have, and where are they located?
We currently have 9 locations, 8 full-service branches, and 1 loan production office. Full-service branches are located in Dodge, Bridgeport, Alliance, Shadron, Spencer, Atkinson, Carroll, and Hickman, with our loan production office being in Hemmingford. And future plans are of growing that Hemmingford branch into a full-service branch.
Awesome. So all kinds of exciting stuff going on. So,
All right.
So why are you making the change in March?
So this change is happening in March to coincide with our technology enhancements, which will better serve our customers. And keeping up with the technology advancements in the financial industry will allow us to continue to provide the highest quality products and services to our customers.
All right. So with the name change, is there going to be any bank products or service changes with the Nebraska Bank?
No, Scott. Everything you got before, you'll have the same as it is now. Definitely services and fees. There's going to be no fees, just like we have with our regular free checking accounts.
Yeah. So just going to change the name and make it as seamless as possible.
Exactly.
So, there we go. How about any changes to the cost of banking or any new or additional fees? Will there be any of that?
There are no significant changes to fees, services, bill pay, mobile and online banking, official checks, and other features that we currently offer.
All right, so the new name change, Nebraska Bank, is coming in March. Are we going to be doing anything to help celebrate the new name change, maybe like an open house or anything like that?
Yes, we'll currently be hosting a couple different open houses. Atkinson's will be on Friday, March 4th. Keep in mind, that is a change. It was supposed to be this Friday, the 25th, but we've had some scheduling conflicts.
Okay.
So it has been changed to March 4th in Atkinson.
Okay.
And then in Spencer, we'll be hosting an open house a little bit later, Friday, March 25th. We plan to have snacks, drinks, and some goodies available with our Nebraska Bank logo. So,
all right, awesome. Well, some exciting news to announce. Glad we're able to get that here on KBRX. Farmers State Bank has been going to be changing their name to Nebraska Bank, effective in March. Now, if anybody wants to check out online, what's going to be the best way to do that, or when will the change of all that be making place? Put you on the spot here.
Well, the change will be making place here March 15th. They can go to our website at www.fsb-ne.com, and it'll direct them directly to our Nebraska Bank. And obviously, you can always Google it, too.
Sure, you bet. Awesome. All right. Anything else this morning?
I don't think so.
All right. Tell us the dates again of the open houses so everybody can put that into their Google calendars here today.
Yep, so Atkinson is going to be March 4th, and Spencer's is going to be March 25th.
All right, awesome. So we hope to see a big crowd there. Come on in and check out Nebraska Bank, known right now as Farmers State Bank, but coming in March will be known as Nebraska Bank. All right, Some exciting news. Jared and Becky and Jamie, thanks for coming in this morning and sharing that exciting news with us.
Thanks for having us, Scott.
You bet. That's Becky Welsh, Jamie Hahn, and Jared Hammack from Farmers State Bank, which will be changed to Nebraska Bank coming in March.